position, our position in so far as God is concerned. And we're special in so far as God is concerned. We're not simply more than Tzelem Elokim. Everybody, all humanity is Tzelem Elokim, but we have a special relationship. But now he's telling you a different thing altogether. Klei Chemda. What does Klei Chemda mean? It means the Torah itself. That God gave us that we are fortunate that we have the Torah itself. Fortunate we have the Torah itself. Okay? Which means we have that thing with which the Shemayim V'aretz was created. We are able to tune into the ultimate reality. We have the ideas and the chachma with which God created the universe. Insofar as man can understand it, of course. But I mean, but we can partake of it. Alright? So that's the third thing. And not only that, but you see how important that idea is. That we, in other words, the fact that we have this. Maybe you'll say, look, how much of it do we have? It's worthless. I mean, we have a person, what could man gain in knowledge? A little bit, and so far as the infinite is concerned, just scratch the surface. So maybe it's really nothing as far as reality is concerned, that bit of human knowledge. Because the knowledge, that which we don't know, is certainly is far greater than that which we know. Mm-hmm. It's like Albert Einstein one time said. He said, we only know enough to know how ignorant we are. That much we know. So basically when man gains chachma, he sees really how ignorant he is. So you'll say that it's true, whatever he has is fine, it's good. You can't say it's better not to have it. That's impossible. It's something. But maybe in terms of the scope of things, in terms of the scope of reality, it has very little or no value. So no, ki lekach tov nasati lachem tarasi al tazovu. So God says, no, you shouldn't leave the, I gave you this lekach tov, which means that God tells you that this is something, this is considered a level. It's considered a level. And it's an important level. Even though it's a level in which really there's a great sea of ignorance beyond our knowledge. But nevertheless, you should know metaphysically what its value is. See? That's really the whole mission. The mission really is an interesting one. Different kind of a mission. The mission is telling you that from the Torah you could deduce our metaphysical worth. This is something which a person cannot accomplish in any other way. Can't? It's an impossibility. Because a person, if he's a metaphysician, he's a philosopher, so the highest recognition that he can come to is that there's a God, that there's a source to all the chachma in the universe, and that he, with regard to that source, is really, like the Rambam says, Bria Shvela Afela, only the Das Maruta Lefneton Deus, he's really nothing. And his conclusion could be, that's it. There's no value at all in his existence or anything. That could be his natural conclusion. And there's no way to know whether, in terms of reality, where he really stands, what position he really has. Maybe it's fruitless. He's knocking himself out to get another little idea. How much does he really attain in terms of the world of knowledge? Nothing. He can't. It's impossible. Knowledge of God is infinite, and he's a finite creature. So what's the purpose of the whole thing? There's no real value to it. So real value has to be measured against the whole system. And the author of the system, the source of the system, God, is the only one that can tell you what the value is. So here you see, the Mishnah says that's what the Torah did. The Torah, God gave us the knowledge that we have an objective value. There is an objective worth to man, you see. And that's why Rabbeinu Yonah says, he says that the Yedias Eila Dvarim Heim L'Toelas Gedola L'Dvekas. He says that it's extremely beneficial that a person should know these things. Of course, it helps him so far as he approaches God, so far as he gets close to God. So you see, this is something which only really could be given with Nevuah. Can only be given this concept can only be given with Nevuah. Philosophy can lead a person to the conclusion that he's very small in terms of knowledge, and God is very great. That there is a source of chachma there. He could see that there's some chachma there. Like Einstein says, he could see enough to know that he doesn't know. But what does he see? He has to see that things are working with chachma. That much he could see, and he sees that he's ignorant. So that could leave him with the conclusion that he's worthless. See? So therefore, the only way that man can know what his position really is through the Torah. Yeah, that's why you have, for instance, today you have these crazy philosophies. When I say crazy philosophies, I mean these philosophies where I'm talking about people like what professors in universities. I mean, I just spoke to somebody last night. There was a Talmud Yeshiva. He's a brilliant professor at his school. And what does this professor say? This professor's idea is, he's in law school. So his idea is, he always breaks down arguments. So he says that there must be another way of perceiving all of reality that we don't have. There's a hunch there's such a way. So, this is Aaron Stauber. So Aaron asked him, he says, what do you mean? He says, well, we see, I mean, the jet planes work with only one method. You see, it's chachma. Everything we see in the world, medicine, everything, seems to work with chachma. So how could you say that this isn't the way? So he says, maybe we're just imagining that the corroboration, we're imagining the corroborations. You see? And maybe there's another way. Obviously, this is a totally nonsensical approach. It's based upon what he has to analyze is why he has that emotion to think that way. And if you use chachma, you'll see that it fits in with a certain system. But it's not just him. This is really. You jump out the window. Maybe it's not Caesar. Maybe it's so. This is a type of skepticism that people have. And I'm not talking about ignorant people. I'm talking about this is not one isolated case. This is basically professors in philosophy you'll find that will assume this position. We don't know anything. How do you know anything? Which means you can't. Right, but what does that approach come from? What's the source for that approach? Because as man starts investigating his own knowledge, so he finds that a lot of things that he thought were knowledge really are not knowledge. And he sees that he made big mistakes. So then he starts thinking, hey, maybe the whole thing is one big mistake and that's it. You see? Right. It stems from the fact that a person's knowledge, human knowledge, is depreciated. There's a depreciation of human knowledge. So that's why, God saved us from this type of nonsense. Because of the idea, no, on the contrary, it's true that human knowledge is frail. And man takes man thousands of years to make a little bit of progress. I mean, I'm not talking about technological progress that just came about in the last 100 years. But I'm talking about, you have to realize, all the technological progress was based upon progress in thought. But the most basic ideas in the universe, and the idea of time, it took man, he had the greatest minds from Archimedes and Aristotle and straight through down to modern time, thousands of years. That they still didn't understand what the simple concept is behind time. Something that seems to be something that man thinks is very simple. Obviously, man's progress is slow in terms of really understanding the Bria, in terms of understanding the creation. But nevertheless, he shouldn't feel that it's nothing. That's what the Torah is. Knowing this is very important, Rabbi Yonah says. Having a knowledge of this is very important. To depreciate human knowledge can be a dangerous thing, because then it leads to a type of skepticism which destroys man. So Yadis, that's why you have this Mishnah. This Mishnah is that man should know that he has, through Nevuah, received the communication that his station is important. He is important, first of all, as a Tzavon Elokim. He's important especially in his role of Boni Matem L'Rashem L'Kechem, Am Yisrael, his role as a Jew, has importance and has significance, historically, metaphysically, it has significance, and he shouldn't undermine that role of being a Yisrael, of being Boni L'Rashem. And thirdly, he shouldn't undermine the role of human knowledge, of knowledge, Chachma, Ki Lekach Tov Nasat Lechem Tarasit Al Tazova. Not only does he have the knowledge, but God saw fit to tell him that he has that knowledge, which shows you that it, which makes it even more esteemed, more worthwhile. You see? Okay. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah says an interesting thing. Really? I mean, really, you should know that this really is, it borders on the Yesodei Adas. Because what are the 13 Ikarim, the 13 fundamental principles of Yadas? One of the 13 is that God is Misnabe Levnei Adam, that God gives a man prophecy, which means he communicates with man. So why is that one of the Ikrei Adas? Because it's something which teaches a man metaphysically what his position is, and so his metaphysical position in the universe. Alright? There's just two more points I want to pick up, alright? Yeah. He says like this, an interesting thing. He says, Chaviv Yisoshinim Klei Chemda. So he says, this is the Torah. V'shekol nivron lo nivru, shebo nivra olam, zos ha-Torah, shekol olam nivra ba. V'shekol nivron lo nivru el kedei l'kaimah. And all those who were created only to fulfill the Torah. Everything that's under the heavens is only a means for the one who is fulfilling the Torah. He says that the Torah is the kli of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the vessel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with that it created the whole world. I just want to explain to you what that means, basically. What it means is that you have to understand. I mean, you can't take a chazal literally. Estaka baraisa bara alma. What it means by estaka baraisa bara alma means, like the Rambam says in the beginning of the Yisodei Torah, that Torah doesn't just mean Torah. Torah doesn't just mean halacha. You see, halacha really refers to the all the chachmas Hashem. When we say Torah, it's all Chachmas Hashem. It means that, of course, in the halachic system, you can see the Chachmas Hashem in terms of the methodology, in terms of the approach, in terms of the ideas and the concepts. The same concepts in all God's Chachmas, the same concepts. And Torah gives you a chance to see what the Chachmas Hashem is. See? But really, the totality of Chachmas Torah means all Chachmas. Chachmas Torah means everything. As the whole basic nemahot means everything. So that's what it means. A bone nivra olam. Bone nivra olam means that the world was created by the through the world, the physical world, the universe. The physical universe is only a reflection of the conceptual universe. The conceptual universe is more real than the physical universe. The laws of the universe. But now he says like this. Now he says, and all the creatures were created only for the one who studies Torah and who's perfected. Where does that come from? That's a different idea. One idea is that the Torah was used as a means to create the world. But the second idea is that every creature was only created as a means to serve the one who lived this life of Chachmah. Why is that so? How does he know that? That's a separate second point. How does he know? So, you know, since Chachmah really is the ultimate reality, so any creature that partakes of Chachmah has to partake of the ultimate reality, so everything else has to be a means to him. You understand? Because in other words, the more what is greater is the world of Chachmah is the greatest. Now, therefore, any creature that partakes of Chachmah has to be partaking of the ultimate reality. Since so far as he's a creature, other creatures have to be subordinated to him, have to be a means for his existence, because he partakes of more real existence than they did. See? That's what he's saying.
Every creature?
What? The Ram said the same thing in the Pirush Mishnayos.
Right.
That every creature is created for man. It's all clear from you. The ones that are really discovering that today is the ecologists. Because they're showing you that if a species is lost, that it's not simply a species of lost, but really it affects man. But the reason is, it has to be that way, because man partakes of the higher reality, so therefore the other creatures are simply a means for his existence. In other words, how do you know that they are only there to serve man? Maybe they're there for their own sake. The Rambam seems to be of the opinion that the rest of the universe exists for its own sake, not for man. But only those things on this earth, this planet, exist for man. That's what the Rambam says. It's an interesting question. Why is it? How can you show that on this earth everything here was created for man, and maybe it's not true. Maybe it was created for its own sake. You can learn that from Sukkim, is one thing. What he's saying essentially is that the planet, the essential function of the planet is for man. Since man is a creature who partakes of Chokhmah, and this is his habitat, so the essential function of the planet is really for man. That has to be the essential function of the planet. Now, since that's the essential function of the planet, it doesn't make sense that there would be, that God would create other animals for their own sake on this planet. It doesn't make any sense. But that is the way Yadus maintains, that the function of this planet is for man, and everything that we have on this planet is all created for man. Alright, yeah. Shema Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Ne'odah. That's it. So, but right. It does not make sense that within the, that since man is definitely the most essential creature, and he definitely has to partake of this, lives on this planet, so the planet must be geared to him. It doesn't make sense to say that there's certain extraneous things that are there for their own purpose. It doesn't make sense. But that's what Yad Gisol. That's the Psukkim also in parallel. So it shows you also something. It shows you that man is important insofar as the planet was created for him. That a planet was created for him, was designed specifically for his needs. So this shows you that he has a certain, again, the same idea, that he has a certain stature. All right, but the stature is insofar as he's a Tzelem Elokim. That's a stature. Now, there's one. Now that's why it's important to know these things, because knowing this teaches a person what his metaphysical position is, and that affects his relationship to God. Okay? Now Rabbeinu Yonah goes on and says like this. He says, knowing these things is for very great importance. Yodin came Chaviv Mikol Shor Homos. They're more important than the other nations. He knew the Bama Makam, Bokhaban Mikol Am, the Nasan Teraso, Shemisi Bosa Niver Kol Olam Kulo, Al Kopunim, Yodim Anachnu Kakor Valenu, Hashem Yisbarach Vyisala. Okay? That God is very close to us. That's very good. Now he goes on. So like this. Lo Yachshav Va'adam. A person shouldn't think. Afki Yasa Hayosher Beini Hashem. Even though he does that which is good in the eyes of God. Velo Yechta. And he doesn't sin. Shehu Karav Allah, that he's close to God. Vata Yadeya, and you know, Ki Asagas HaEnosh Muetas, that man's perception of knowledge is very small. Vein Enosh Olam, and he isn't really perfect. Sheyuchal LaHasig El Advekas, Velo Sheyid Melo, and not even to get near to it. V'chihu Rochot Mimen Lagamri, is far away from Advekas with God. Interesting, Rabbeinu Yonah. Chibo Yeserin Adaslo, in Mizera Yehudimu. If he's a Jew, so then he has a special chibo, a shontem, a special love, a shontem. Vein lo lios vein of lo rasha b'fnei atzma v'lo tzadik. B'fnei atzma. He should not be either rasha or tzadik, he says. Alright? V'zos tiyatarasad lo lisrachek v'lo liskarev. This is the way a person should be. He should not try to draw near, not try to pull away, to think that he's far. V'akol lefi rav ha'masa. And everything actually goes according to what his... how much his level will be according to his perfection. Ki el advekus hagodol, because to this great advekus with God, eich yesh bono. How could we have any of this? Ve'inish boretz asher yaseh tov le'yechta. There's no person that can do good in that sin. K'mo she'amar yirmiyo alav ha'shalom. V'hoya adiro mimeno. He's talking about Klal Yisrael. In the time of Mashiach, that God will draw near Klal Yisrael. V'hoya adiro mimeno. And its great man will be, great person will be from the Jewish nation. Umishelo mikirbo yetze. Vikrafti v'nigas elai. And I will draw this person near. Kishani makrivo nigas elai. Avolamenani makrivo? But if I don't, even the greatest person from among Klal Yisrael, he says, God says that I will draw near. He says, but if I don't draw near, he says, "Me who is that who himself decides that he's going to draw close to God?" All right. He says, means who's mechayev himself to draw close to God? So what are Rabbeinu gonna say? Sounds like he's talking on both sides. First, he tells us it's very important to know this. We should be so happy. We should be miskarav Hashem. And then he says, "No. Don't be miskarav Hashem." This is Kavis is no good. He says, yeah. He starts off, he says, right. Yeah. Yudias Eilat Varmim Latoelas Gadol Litvakis. Then he goes on and he says, Litvakis. And then goes on and says, no. He says, Kilat Vekas Hagad Lech Yeshbana. Venish Barsi Asta Voyechta. What does it mean? Marsha. Can go both ways. So what's the purpose of this whole thing? Remember, I think what he means by this. What he means is that there's two types of effects from knowledge. One is the effect on the soul, okay, on the mind. The other is the effect on the emotions. What he's saying is like this, that the knowledge of this fact should only exist in terms of a person's mental knowledge, but not in terms of his emotional state. See, what he means like this, that the emotional desire, what Rabbeinu is concerned about is that the emotional desire for man to feel that he's close to God, that's an emotional psychological phenomenon. That's dangerous. See? That is false. Now his danger is false. Because who could say that he is close to God, feels that he's close to God? If a person feels that he's close to God, then there's something wrong. Then it's an emotional thing. That's why he says that the thing is lo lehisrachek v'lo lehiskarek. There are two sides to that emotion. One side is the positive side, the person is walking with God, he thinks he's very close with God, and the second side is that he's away from God, he's no good. That also has advantages. He doesn't have to do anything, right? And there's no mitzvah, it doesn't matter, he's no good. So there are two psychological frameworks in which a person can relate to God. Those two frameworks, neither of them is good. You're not supposed to satisfy yourself with either of those. See, that's what he's saying. But when he says at first that it's important in terms of the scarvus, he means it's important in terms of the fact that he should know, metaphysically, that man is not nothing, that he is something on the scale of creation, that his knowledge has some value. He should know that. But it shouldn't lead to the result that emotionally he feels that he's a closeness with God. That emotional closeness with God is wrong. See, that emotional closeness with God is wrong. That's a feeling which is false, and which a human being wants to satisfy. It's a satisfying emotion. People in religion, searching religion, they're definitely searching for such an emotion. But in Yadis forbids it. Yadis says you can't have that because it's false. The person has to know that emotion is completely out of whack. He's walking with it, he's close to God. What is he close to God? He doesn't even begin to understand. But he should just know in a philosophical way, in a metaphysical way, that man is something in reality. His soul should perceive it. His mind should perceive it. But not his emotions. It shouldn't catch on to his emotions, which want to be, like God's favorite, and that he's really a tzaddik and he's a righteous person and he's good with God. See? That is bad. Yeah, that's bad. That's what he's saying, basically. Philosophically, it's important that you should recognize it. Emotionally, you should not have any recognition of this. That's what he's saying. I call it Firova Masa means that he shouldn't feel that he is in any way special, inherently. As a person, as an individual, he's close to God. He's a special person, he's close to God. It's only so far as Maish is concerned.
Testing. Perkei Avos Shir. Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, 1986, November 2nd, 1986. Perkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Tezvav, Hakol Tipui.